What is the purpose of your life? Purpose. Purpose is an issue that has been discussed in time immemorial. Even our ancestors would want to understand ano ba purpose nila or why do they exist. Today, I would like to share with you my insights about kung ano purpose mo sa buhay mo. Many years ago, around the year 2000, may lumabas na libro that became a global bestseller. The title of the book is The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. It became so popular that even government offices were reading and discussing it amongst themselves. I read the book and I liked the book. Unfortunately, it did not satisfy the practical man in me because I felt the purpose written in it was a bit church-oriented. I am not saying they are wrong and in fact I agree with them. Kaso lang, I was looking for a purpose that would satisfy the entrepreneur in me. That book became a global bestseller because somehow it answered the question, why am I here? Bakit ba tayo nasa mundo? Have you ever asked that question? Many people do. In fact, as I read books and as I listen to people sa social media, ito ang rason bakit maraming bata palipat-lipat ng trabaho or paiba-iba ng opportunity. Minsan they will leave their country, go somewhere else, looking for the answer of, why am I here? Ito namang issue about knowing your why is something that people discuss a lot today. In fact, as I attend mga conventions, as I watch the people I like sa YouTube, yun ang pinag-uusapan nila. Sabi nila, you must know your why. And one of the advocate of this idea is Simon Sinek. I love that person because very, very practical yung tinuturo niya. So sabi nila, the reason why it is important to know your why is because when you find a why that is big enough, you will also find your how. And we'll discuss this later. So many books today teaches you how to find your why. Kasi sabi nila, when you find your why, you will also find your purpose. Diba ito ang bagay na gusto natin pag-usapan today? You know, in this month of August, we've talked about the purpose of work, the purpose of money, the purpose of character. And ngayon naman, gusto ko sana explain sa iyo ano ba purpose mo dapat sa buhay. Knowing your why, finding your purpose is a concern of many people. Many great motivators talk about finding your why. However, even though people have been trying their best to find their why, I have discovered that many are still lost. As they jump from one job to another, as they change from one career to another, as they try many opportunities, today I believe more people are lost compared to other generations. And in fact, naawa ako. One time there was this young boy I was coaching and he was telling me na 36 na siya. Wala pa rin nangyayari sa buhay niya. Sabi niya sa akin, Tito, what happened to me? And talagang naawa ako sa kanya. Why is this happening? Why are people lost in spite of the fact that there are now many coaches helping them to understand how to find their why? Ikaw, what is your why? When I came to Bukidnon, I was also thinking about that. If you know my story, you know the many miracles na dinaanan namin just to get here. When I got to Bukidnon, tinanong ko si God, Lord, why am I here? During the time, I had my own whys. And ang why ko lang noon, what motivated me to work hard, was that I wanted to give my family a good life. I was hoping na pagtanda ko, I could give them yung karangyaan na gusto nila. I just feel they deserve that. And so I work hard in improving our farm. And yet, in the first 4 years of our stay in Bukidnon, I was really struggling financially. And hindi ko siya maintindihan because I believe I am a relatively good businessman because sa HP noon, I would always meet my target. Meron pang times when I would exceed it. In fact, sa HP noon, we were known as one of the best team and people wanted to work for us. And yet ngayon, nandito na ako sa Bukidnon, nagpa-farm na ako, And nakausap ko ordinaryong farmer na hindi sana komplikado kasi hindi silang katapos ng college. You know, I had a hard time making the business profitable. And in fact, I would often confess to people when I share my story that for those first 4 years, I was really depressed. In fact, I was asking God, Lord, ba't mo ako dinala dito? Why did you take me away from a good paying job, a secure job, and bring me to Bukidnon while the place is nice? I was really having a hard time. Though I did not make my family know my sentiment then, I was really struggling. In fact, at a certain point, nagsisisi ako na papunta ako sa Bukidnon. And I was asking God, why am I here? Though I struggled to understand why I am in Bukidnon, I also discovered that the reason for my struggle is because hindi ko naintindihan ano ang ibig sabihin ng purpose. Dinefine natin ang purpose sa first lesson ng About Life. And sinabi ko sa inyo, purpose is the reason for which something is created or for which something exists. Purpose is the reason for which something is created or for which something exists. And that's the reason why tayo lahat, we always ask, why am I here? I believe it is inherent sa atin lahat or natural na magtanong bakit tayo andito. I think it is inherent to us or natural lang na magtanong bakit tayo andito. But to answer that, I'd like to go back again to the definition of purpose and highlight another word. Sabi ng definition ng purpose, it is the reason for which something is created or for which something exists. It is the reason for which something is created. Today, sabi sa atin, we need to find our why. Unfortunately, we did not create us. Someone did. So have you ever wondered why God created man? Why God created you? Why God created me? Ako, I did. Especially when I started to read the Bible, tinanong ko si God, Lord, why did you create me? Alam ba ninyo na tinanong din to ni King David? As he was leading Israel, he asked a question. Sabi niya sa Psalm chapter 8 verse 4, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him? And sabi niya sa verse 5, yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crowned him with glory and majesty. Verse 6 is very important. It reads, you make him to rule over the work of your hands, and you have put all things under his feet. David asked, why did you create man? And God revealed to him and told him that he created man to rule over. Ano ibig sabihin to rule over? To many people, ang rule over means to have dominion, ako magko-control, ako magdi-decide, and to be number one in my industry, to rule the world. When I was trying to understand my purpose, rini-search ko yan, ano bang ibig sabihin ng to rule over? The Hebrew word is rada. Ang ibig niyang sabihin to govern, to manage, but more importantly, ang ibig niyang sabihin to take care of, alagaan mo siya. In the future, I will share with you my perspective about God in business. One of the most important things I learned in life, something that really changed the way I do things, is to realize that God is owner. Diba sabi ko sa inyo kanina, many people believe na to rule over means to have dominion, to be number one, to be in control. If God is owner, only He has the right to do that. So when He tells someone to rule over, ang sinasabi niya, alagaan mo yan para sa akin. So why did God create us? God created us to steward His creation. Kaya nga sabi dun sa Psalm chapter 8 verse 6, you made Him to rule over the work of your hands, and you have put all things under His feet. God created the world and us man to take care of it. We have been asked to find our why, and people have been very, very frustrated because many of them have not found the answer. And ang rason is, they did not ask the one who created them. I found my purpose when I asked God, bakit mo ko ginawa? Why did you create me? As I understood the reason why God created me, sinagot niya yung tanong ko, why am I in Bukidnon? Psalm chapter 8 tells us that God created us to rule over. Sa Hebrew, rada, ang ibig sabihin sa English, to take care of. Take care of what? Ano ang gusto niyang alagaan natin? Paano natin malalaman o makikita o madidiscover itong gusto niyang alagaan natin? Meron akong tanong sa iyo. Nanalamin ka ba kaninang umaga? Nung pagkagising mo ba, did you go to the mirror after washing your face or maybe taking a bath, brushing your teeth? Tiningnan mo ba sarili mo sa salamin? Sabi mo, ang pogi naman o maganda? Did you do that? I'm sure many of you did. Many of you look at yourself in the mirror before you left for work or before you started your day. Nung tiningnan mo sarili mo sa salamin, tinanong mo ba sarili mo, bakit ka pango? Alam ko, iba sa inyo, hindi matanggap na pango kayo. Uy, pango tayo lahat. Siguro isa ka sa Pilipino na mas matangos yung ilong kaysa sa iba. Pero tayong Pilipino, ang ilong natin mas maliit kumpara sa ibang lahi. Pango tayo. And that's reality. So tinanong mo ba sarili mo, bakit ka pango? Or tinanong mo rin ba, bakit ganyan kulay mo? Ba't hindi ka puti? Ba't hindi ka itim? Bakit ka kayumanggi? Many people today are not happy where they are. Hindi sila happy na Pilipino sila, and that's the reason why many people continue to migrate. They migrate to Australia, to Canada, to US, to UK, hoping that there they will find their purpose. Now, meron pa ako isang tanong. If God wanted you to be an American, hindi ba niya kaya ikaw gawing Amerikano noong pinanganak ka? If God wanted you to be a Canadian, hindi ba niya kaya, wala ba siyang power na gawing kang Canadian noong pinanganak ka? So ang tanong ko, bakit ka Pilipino? As I told you kanina, di ba? Marami ang taong hindi happy sa Pilipinas kasi feeling nila wala dito yung purpose nila. So nag-abroad sila. Did they succeed? Some did, but most of them failed. Meron akong napanood sa YouTube of a person today in Canada who's an Uber driver. He was from Mindoro. 20 years ago, he graduated as a doctor of medicine. However, he really felt that being a doctor in Mindoro will not give him a good future. So nagdoktor siya for a ship vessel. Pero after a while, napagod siya kasi minsan kalamakita ng lupa. And then he applied to be a medical practitioner, not a doctor, but a medical practitioner sa Dubai. However, sabi niya walang permanency dito. And so therefore, he will not be able to build a stable future. So he and his wife applied for Canada. Ngayon na sa Canada sila. Yung doctor today, Uber driver. Lungkot, no? I'm really hoping that he will find a good life in Canada. In fact, ako, I always pray for OFWs, for immigrants. I'm really hoping that they will have a good life kung nasan sila ngayon because alam ko nakipagsapalaran sila. Yung iba pa nga, napautang, nagbenta ng lupa, karamihan na nag-fail, hindi na makabalik kasi wala silang babalikan dito. Lungkot, no? So tanong ko, bakit ka pango? Bakit kayo manggi ang balat mo? Bakit ka ginawa ni God na Pilipino kung pwede ka naman niyang gawing Amerikano? The reason why God made you Filipino because para sa Kanya, you are the best caretaker or steward of what He gave you. He made you a Filipino because dito sa Pilipinas, gusto Kanyang i-bless. Unfortunately, people do not understand kung ano ang purpose nila. Akala nila, ang purpose nila, nakikita sa isang lugar o binibigay ng isang trabaho. hindi nila naintindihan na ang purpose nila binigay na sa kanila ng Panginoon. What do I mean? You would always hear me talk about Genesis 1:28 because it is here I saw the word be fruitful. Para sa akin, it is an exciting idea to have abundance until I can share with others na hindi ka mauubusan. However, before God told man to be fruitful, meron siyang isang importanteng sinabi sa Genesis 1:28. Sabi diyan, and God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and rule over. Friend, meron akong tanong sa iyo. Kung binigyan ka ng isang regalo ng isang tao, pwede mo bang sabihin, ayaw ko to? Pangit. Diba, kung binigyan ka ng regalo, the person decided kung ano bibigay, maski pangit pa yan para sa'yo, regalo yan. Pero this time, si God ang nagregalo sa atin, sabi niya, God bless them. Before God told man to be fruitful, bless muna niya siya ng mga bagay na kakailanganin niya. Ikaw ba, do you dream of a fruitful future? Nananaginip ka ba ng marangyang buhay para sa pamilya mo? Alam mo ba, yan din ang gusto ni God para sa'yo? But alam niya, para makuha mo yung marangyang buhay na yon, kailangan mo ng resources. So sabi ng Genesis 1:28, God bless them. Ibig sabihin, may binigay na siya sa'yo. And then may sinabi si God na importanteng bagay sa Matthew 25:14 to 15, which is the parable of the talent. Sabi ng verse 14, for it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to their ability. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus was explaining kung ano ang mga pamamaraan ng Panginoon in His kingdom. And then in Matthew 25:14, sabi niya, for it is. Basically, sinasabi niya, in God's ways, He will entrust to us possessions according to our talent. So sinasabi sa parable of the talent na merong ipagkakatiwala sa atin ang Panginoon na gusto niyang gamitin natin para guminhawa ang buhay natin. So I highlighted 2 words in those verses that God entrusted us with His possessions. When someone entrusts you with a possession, pwede ka ba mamili? Pwede mo sabihin, boss, ayoko yan, gusto ko yun. Hindi, di ba? Di ba, libre, libre. So, dapat tinatanggap natin yan. Tinatanggap natin. So, ang tanong ko, paano mo ba malalaman kung ano ang pinapaalaga sa iyo ni God? Sabi natin, to rule over is rada in Hebrew, to take care of what? To take care of what God has already given you. So if you want to understand what is your purpose, it has something to do with what you have already. Kung ano meron na sa kamay mo. Unfortunately, some people lang don't like what they see. They want something better. And there is one verse in the Bible that often confuses people in finding or understanding their purpose. And it has something to do with a wonderful promise. In Jeremiah 29:11, let me read that. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. As people read this, ang tanong nila, saan ko kaya may kita tong plano ni God para sa akin? When they are struggling in the job that they have, in the business that they are running, pag hindi nila gusto yung palibot nila, iniisip kagad nila, siguro si God may magandang plano sa akin elsewhere. Hindi siguro dito kasi pangit dito. Alam nyo, maraming taga-Bukid noon nag-migrate sa Manila. Binenta nila yung lupa nila. Sabi ko sa kanila, pagdating mo sa Manila, ano ka doon? Tawag sa'yo, helper, construction worker, minsan nakakachamba, nakaka-call center pag magaling mag-Ingles. Pero dito sa Bukid noon, anong tawag sa'yo? Landowner, farmer. And pero hindi sila happy kung anong meron sila. Kaya hinanap nila yung purpose nila sa ibang lugar. Ito ba ang sinasabi ng Jeremiah 29:11 that God's plan for us is something we look for or something we will find? Kailangan mo maintindihan kung ano ang context nitong verse na to. Kailangan natin maintindihan paano siya sinabi. Let me show you kung ano sinabi sa verse 7. In verse 7, we read, "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare will be your welfare." When God made that promise that meron siyang magandang plano para sa mga tao niya, the Jews were in exile. They were in Babylon. Pero sabi niya, huwag ka mag-alala, may maganda akong plano para sa'yo. Pero when God gave that promise, they were newly exiled. So that means they will have to stay in Babylon for 70 years before sila ibalik ni God. God made a good promise of a good future. But for the meantime, alam mo sabi ni God sa kanya, "Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you. For in its welfare, you will have welfare." What does that mean? Many of you are not happy with your jobs. Nagagalit kayo, naparati kayo, pinupuna ng boss nyo. Feeling nyo toxic yung lugar nyo. So you ask, "Am I where God wants me to be?" Ang sagot ko, "Oo." But you will say, "How can I be where God wants me to be? Ang dami kong problemang pinagdadaanan." Hindi mo ba alam na yung problema mo ang nagpapalakas sa'yo at nagpapatalino? Many of us ayaw ng problema. Paano ka gagaling kung ayaw mo ng problema? Nabibisit ka pag napupuna ka parati ng boss mo. Nakikita lang niya parati mali. Tingin mo ba tuwang-tuwa ang isang boss parati maghanap ng mali? Tingin mo ba kami, like for example, I'm a boss, tingin mo ba araw-araw naghahanap ako ng mali? Do you know the source of my joy? The source of my joy is walang nangyayaring masama sa trabaho namin, na lahat tama. However, it is also my responsibility as the steward of the business to make sure everybody's doing their job well. So pag meron akong pinuna, hindi kasi galit ako sa kanya or masama siyang tao, kundi kailangan ko lang siyang ayusin. Pinuna ka ng boss mo. Does that mean hindi ka na para dyan sa trabaho na yan? It is highly probable that you are exactly where God wants you to be kasi kailangan mong matuto mag-adjust sa boss. Kailangan kang magtrabaho according to his standard, hindi sa'yo. Pero toxic lahat ng kasama ko. Nahihirapan ako sa kanila. Meron pang nagsabi sa akin, "Kristiyano ko, nako-compromise yung values ko dito, so kailangan ako umalis." Kristiyano ka. Di ba dapat ikaw ang maging example sa kanila? Hindi ba dapat you should learn compassion? You should learn to be a blessing to them and not a burden? You complain about where you are today. And yet that may be the best place for you because God is preparing you. Preparing you for what? For a good future. Because the future that He wants to give you is something that will destroy you pag hindi ka ready. You see, friends, I need you to understand that God's plan is not something you look for, but something He reveals. What does that mean? After Jeremiah 29:11, we read sa verse 12 and 13, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, then I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." So ito na, sabi niya, "When you seek me, you will find me." So ang tanong natin, "Lord, saan ako pupunta para makita kita? Saan kita hahanapin?" Friends, hindi mo naintindihan yung ibig sabihin ng Panginoon sa Jeremiah 29. Sabi niya, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Where is this? Kung nasaan ka ngayon. You have to understand, your job will not define your future. The business opportunity that you will pursue will not make you a better person. Ang gusto ng Panginoon that you seek Him where you are. Ang ibig niyong sabihin, tanungin mo siya kung anong gusto niya, kilalanin mo kung sino siya, have a good relationship with Him, and then be the best caretaker of what He has given you. Kasi kung ready ka na, ibibigay niya sa iyo yung good future na meron ka. Do you have to leave your place in order to build a good future? Di ba, minsan sinasabi ng mga expert, why are you happy where you are? In your comfort zone. So ang tanong ko, bakit? What's wrong with my comfort zone? What's wrong with Mukidnon? Di ba dito nakagawa ako ng magandang buhay by staying put? Kanina sabi ko sa inyo, I had a hard time in the first 4 years of my life. But my life became better when I decided ito lang binigay ng Panginoon sa akin, so dapat pagyamanin ko siya. Friends, yumaman din naman, di ba? However, the problem we have is many of us are not happy with what we have. So ang tanong, paano pag ayaw ko sa kung anong meron ako? Let me just go back to the parable of the talent because doon may magandang lesson na dapat natin maintindihan. Sabi ng verse 14 ng Matthew 25, for it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Sabi dito na ang Panginoon may ipapakatiwala sa atin ng mga ari-arian, pati pera. Talent here is not singing or dancing talent or cooking talent. One talent is money. One talent is worth 15 years of a laborer's salary. So sinasabi ng parable of the talent, may ipagkakatiwala siya sa atin na ari-arian, meron ding pera. Pero you would ask, no? Lord, but ang liit. Kasi sabi dyan sa kwento na yan, He will entrust us with possessions and talents according to our ability. Kasi anak, yan lang kaya mo. Yung first 2 slaves na binigyan ng 5 ang 2, when the master left, they immediately put their talent to work. Pinalaki nila, when the master came back, dumoble. So do you know what the master told them? In verse 21, we read, His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. So natuwa yung master, but there is something I want you to take note. Did the master take back what they returned? Binawi ba ng master yung possession na pinagyaman nila? Hindi, no? Dinagdagan. So ito ang ibig sabihin that God has a good plan for your future. Na pag inayos mo ang pag-alaga ng meron ka na ngayon, dadagdagan niya yan. Pero first, dapat makita niya na matuto kang mag-alaga ng konti. However, there is this third slave na hindi niya ginamit kung anong meron siya. And the reason why he did not use the talent he received, sabi niya, Master, you're a hard man. You reap where you did not sow. Hindi mo man pinatrabaho, pinagkatiwala mo lang sa akin. Di ba yun naman trabaho ng may-ari? Hindi niya ginamit kung anong meron siya kasi ayaw niya doon sa boss niya. However, may duda din ako. Ayaw niya doon sa meron siya. Siguro sabi niya, bet isa lang. E kanila 2 at 5. Di ba? Ang sagot nga doon, di ba? Kasi yan lang kaya mo. So when the master returned, sinoli niya yung pera. Hindi niya ninakaw, sinoli niya. Do you know what the master told him? In verses 26 to 28, it said, But his master answered and said to him, You wicked, lazy slave. Therefore, in verse 28, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talent. Diba ito ang nangyari sa maraming tao? Yung lupa nila, binenta nila para makipagsapalaran abroad. Ang nag-enjoy ng lupa, ibang tao. Sila wala na silang mababalikan. Kasi sabi ni God sa kanila, You wicked, lazy slave. Naintindihan ba niyo kung ano ang wicked? For you to appreciate the word wicked, you have to understand the root word. Ang root word ng wicked is wick, W-I-C-K. Iyon yung mitsa ng kandila. It is a twisted thread. Ang ibig sabihin ng wicked is, may sira bait mo. So sinabihan niya yung third slave, eh may sira pala bait mo eh. Binigyan kita ng possession at pera, tapos hindi mo ginamit. Kung ginamit mo lang sana, maganda na buhay mo. Friends, I don't know you. However, some of you are in danger of being called wicked. May sira ang bait. Binigyan ng trabaho, hindi ginalingan. Ang riniklamo yung boss, walang kwenta yung boss, walang kwento yung kasama. Hindi ba? Hindi niya man lang naisip, baka ako naman ang dapat magbago. Binigyan ng sweldo, tas inubos mo. Tas magrireklamo sa kumpanya na kulang. Ang dami niyang ginastos na hindi naman niya kailangan. Diba? Kasi hindi natin naintindihan ano purpose ng buhay natin. Ang purpose natin, alagaan kung ano binigay ng Panginoon. Bakit konti sa simula? Luke chapter 16 verse 10 says, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in very little thing is unrighteous also in much." Do you know why you are where you are today? If you feel konti lang, kasi sabi ni God, anak, yan palang kaya mo. Alagaan mo yan. Papadamihin ko din naman yan eh. Diba? So what is the purpose of your life? This is what I discovered in my journey as a farmer, as an entrepreneur, and as a child of God. Ang purpose ko, and sana maintindihan mo na purpose mo, our purpose is to steward God's creation. Ang ibig niyang sabihin, ginawa tayo ni God para alagaan kung ano ang mga binigay niya sa atin ngayon. Sabi ko sa inyo, God's plan is not something you look for. It's something that He reveals, and He has revealed that to you already. Ang gusto niyang alagaan kung ano ang nasa kamay mo na ngayon. And He wants you to think like a farmer. He wants you to make what you have better than how you found it. Di ba parang isang binhi? Binigyan ako ng maliit na binhi, ano gagawin ko dito? And so ibang tao tinapon, hindi inalagaan. Pero di ba pag inalagaan mo isang binhi, pinalaki mo ng maganda? Di ba mamumunga rin yan? Yung pangit sa simula, abundant in the future. Ano ang nagpapalaki ng isang magandang tanim? While the plant can grow big on its own and also bear fruit, it will be much fruitful pag inaglagaan ng isang tao. And then, ang gusto ng Panginoon, kung meron ka ng fruits, when you have more than enough for yourself, be a blessing to others and live out your calling to be fruitful. Ito ang plano ng Panginoon sa atin na rin-reveal niya sa Genesis 1:28. Gusto niya maging abundant tayo, to have more than enough that we can share with others. So binigyan niya tayo ng isang maliit na pagsisimulan kasi gusto niyang palakihin natin hanggang dumami, hanggang may sobra. As I end lang, I want you to understand that the process is more important than the result. Kasi pag tama ang prosesong sinunod mo, yung resulta sigurado maganda. In addition, the journey is more important than the destination. Kasi pag tama ang paglakad mo sa journey, makakarating ka rin doon in no time. Friends, I hope natulungan kita maintindihan ano ba ang purpose mo. Bakit ka andito sa mundo? Ang hope ko, sana ma-enjoy mo buhay mo. If you will use this lesson for small group discussion, here are some questions that I wish you would consider to discuss with your group. How is your why compared to God's why? What should you do to adjust to God's why for you? List three things you will do knowing that you are a steward of God's creation.